Final round of locker room chats here on KMCA. Our Centralia Conversations with the Head Coach brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. We are pleased to be joined now by Dusty Thompson, Centralia Girls Basketball Coach. Well, the postseason is finally here, Coach. A lot to dissect in our final conversation here. We always appreciate the few minutes with you. You know, you guys win 18 games. You get the number two seed in the sub-state. You guys got the target on your back as you guys are going right into the postseason once again. Just talk about this regular season and kind of the focus and the mindset of the team as we're now into playoff mode.
Well, you know, yeah, the girls had a good year. We had a couple of mishaps along the way. You know, we lost three games on the road to three good teams, and but I think they're ready. We've started off with a good week of practice this week and ready to see where we're at this postseason. You know, having a week off, sometimes it's not a great thing, but I think we were to the point where they played so hard for so long and we finished with six games the last 2 weeks that they were kind of ready to just get some practice time in and slow things down a little bit.
Coach, talk about your two seniors. I know it's been a good ride for both of them and just the contributions that they have made to the team, not just this season, but in years past. So the two seniors, one final time here in the postseason, trying to send them out on a high note.
Yeah, you know, they've done everything we've asked of them. You know, Cora's played some since she was a freshman and started for a while, especially when we were short some girls. And Claire's found minutes here and there to help us out and little things. And, you know, the one thing I'll give the two of those two credit for probably the most is whatever we ask of them every week is what we get. You know, it may only be 30 seconds here or there. It may be who you guard, things like that. But they've been great as far as taking on the responsibilities that we've asked for them and doing a good job of leading this year.
Coach, with the great season and the 18 wins, you guys earn a bye, so you didn't have to play this week. Challenges there of having that pretty good extra period of time off, you know, from that last regular season game, ultimately that semifinal game against Frankfurt, who won the other night. So the gap that you guys are seeing here, do you see it as good? Do you see it as bad? How do you feel in that regard going into the playoffs?
I think it's good for us. You know, right? There's times I would say it's a bad thing, but like you said, you know, we played six games the last 2 weeks of the regular season and it's hard to make any adjustments. You're just going from night to night. You know, it was great from a perspective of seeing what a state tournament looks like where you've just got to prepare on the fly. But it's good now to get a week where, you know, yesterday we started working on some things that we felt that we needed to get better at, things that we've done a great job of, you know, at times this year. But I said, we're to the point in time now where, you know, I told the girls we ought to be able to nitpick at little things in practice. And that's what we've been working on this week is just fine-tuning some things and getting a different look for here and there from a few things and just making sure we're prepared for the last couple of weeks.
Finally, Coach, just the challenges of going into the postseason as the defending state champ. So everyone's kind of looking at you, wanting to get you out of there. And obviously you guys are wanting to get back, make a deep run, and ultimately repeat. Is that kind of the message or what has been the message from you to your team as you kind of get ready for this postseason push and try to defend that state championship?
Well, I think for us, it's you know, it's that mentality of one game at a time. We know we're going to get everybody's best shot every time we step on the floor and making sure that we're prepared and we're not looking down the road. You know, it would be easy to look to the state tournament and maybe a chance at playing Little River again and stuff and things like that. But, you know, I think the girls have done a good job of buying into, you know, that one doesn't matter if we don't get there. So we've got to make sure we take care of business in the next game and focus on that.
Great stuff as always. Centralia girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson joining us. The defending 1A D1 state champs get their playoff run going. That'll be on Monday in the sub-state semifinals against Frankfurt, who beat Canton Galva last night 52-31. So a familiar opponent for Centralia to kick off the playoffs coming up next week. Coach, thanks again. We appreciate all your time throughout the year. Good luck here in the playoffs. Thanks again.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.